Palmer Brand Station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. A show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts. Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Tuesday, South Central Wisconsin, and welcome in to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. A exciting night coming up for Milwaukee Brewers fans is not only do they get to watch once again the first place Milwaukee Brewers with a commanding 4.5 game lead over the St. Louis Cardinals. Next, you find the Chicago Cubs 7 games back, but you have Cooper Pratt. You have help coming in the wings, making his MLB debut tonight. We decided a little bit later, we want to discuss about who we think, whether it's the Milwaukee Brewers or Green Bay Packers, because it sure as hell ain't going to be the Milwaukee Bucks.
What do you mean?
Kidding. What do I mean?
Kidding. No, I completely agree.
I thought all of a sudden you were like, you know what? No.
No. Gosh, no.
Not quite?
No.
I'm interested because we're going to decide who is the most likely team to win a championship at the pro level, whether it is the Brewers, whether it is the Green Bay Packers. And then we are going to shift over to the Milwaukee Bucks. We do have to explore a little bit about the Giannis saga, where we stand, where things tend to at least look to be trending, where he will be playing next year. And then we wrap up the show, as we always do on Tuesday, with our blind rankings. And today, I'll even give you a hint. It's going to be things that make us feel old.
Because of Cooper Pratt.
The 21-year-old making his debut tonight. Ashley, I know that you were fired up about this news, but what I'm curious from you is what your expectations are early on. Is it he has to hit the ground running? Do you want to see just flashes? What are you expecting tonight? What are you expecting here early on?
Early on, I'm expecting a lot of good infielding, okay? I'm very big on this guy being a gold glove in the minor leagues. I think he's going to be a hell of a shortstop. I'm not expecting a big bat just yet. I know he has one. However, you can't expect him to go 4-for-4 in his debut.
No, not hardly.
Do I want one hit? Of course. Do I want a couple hits? Of course. Would it be cool if he went 4-for-4? Of course. But I don't think that's feasible to be like, this guy who's never played in a major league game, he's 21, he's going to go 4-for-4. When we have guys who are in their late 20s, been in the MLB for a lot longer, and they still don't hit well, Joey Ortiz.
You had to get a Joey Ortiz dig in there, couldn't you? You couldn't help yourself.
Nope. But it's Wally, and they did just put out the lineup.
Where's he batting tonight?
He's 8th.
Yeah, that's perfect. Hide him at the start.
Yeah, maybe that won't be a guaranteed out.
At some point it won't be. And right now at the start of his career, I like where you stand there because, yeah, this is a guy that won the gold glove a couple years ago with the Timber Rattlers, best shortstop across the minor leagues. And that the glove should translate, and it should translate quickly. So whether it was Renifo, whether it was Joey Ortiz, whether it was Hamilton, doesn't matter who was playing shortstop, you knew that you were going to have that quality glove out there. Mm-hmm. You're going to keep that with Cooper Pratt. I just hope, and I want to really impress upon people, whether it's the good or the bad early, I feel so often that with these high prospects, these like lauded guys that everybody's so excited to see, they're either going to hit the ground the first five games and they're going to be hitting 400 and you're like, this is the greatest player of all time, or it goes the other way and you'll see him come out, start his career something like 2 for 20, and you're going to have people the other way. Wow, this guy wasn't ready. No matter what happens, take a deep breath. It's going to take time. He's going to be okay.
I'm like, so if you've been on Brewers Twitter, it is so awesome right now just because of like, it's just, it gives me chills because it's so on, like, come on. You've worked your whole life for this and now you finally get to play. Like, I don't know. It's adorable. But adorable is probably not what they use in sports radio. So,
you mentioned earlier to me that you got chills watching him come in and get like the photographed when he's actually making that first walk into AmFam Field.
Yep, and then he's gonna be number 12, and I think it's just so cool. Like, oh my, Wally, I don't know about you, but I don't think I would be able to eat the day of, like, my MLB debut.
I can barely do that before, like, shows that we've been doing for, like, 2 years.
Yeah. Like, how cool is that?
See, the moments for me that are the real, like, raise the hair on your arm goosebump moments, though, the photographs are cool. To me, it was the hugs that you get from your teammates at the AAA level.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
The pat on the back from your manager. And it's always the coolest ways. They're so creative in baseball. Where it's something like, hey, man, sorry, you got to pack up. And then he's like, wait, what happened? Am I getting sent down? Whatever. They like find creative ways to be like, you don't get to play for us anymore because you're going to be a Milwaukee Brewer.
Yeah, that just gave me chills. And like, it's not even happening to me.
It's like, it reminds you of like, I mean, it's so hard to make it to this point in Major League Baseball. You see the cool stories every couple of years. I remember it was like, I think it was Drew Maggi, M-A-G-G-I, who was in lower 30s, who got the call up just a couple of years ago, and he got a base hit. And it was just, you knew this guy wasn't going to last in Major League Baseball, but it was that moment that is never going to be taken away that it really just makes it cool. I mean, there's something to be romantic about baseball. Baseball is such a special sport. And for Cooper Pratt, when that first hit comes, it's going to be a different feeling because there are going to be expectations put upon him that frankly aren't typically there for young call-ups because he's already made the money. He's already going to be a part of this team's future. That is the goal. So that's where I'm interested to see how he does respond with the bright lights tonight, playing in front of the home faithful against the Cleveland Guardians, a good baseball club. How does he respond? And I would love it. I've got a feeling just watching everything from him, the big smile on his face, the way he's been hitting the ball much better since a slow start to the minor league season. I think he's going to have at least a base hit tonight. I think he gets that monkey off his back quick.
Tonight it will be David Hamilton at third, which we've talked about. It kind of seems like now it's going to be the battle of David Hamilton, Joey Ortiz, and Luis Ranjifo as kind of like, unless Pratt really just comes up and sucks this week or today, it really looks like those two are going to be battling it out for that third base position.
And don't you think that if Cooper Pratt struggles for even a month, it's not like they're going to pull him. It's not like you can send him down again.
No, I don't think they will. I think they're kind of going to do the same thing they did with Churio, where they just, they keep him up. But if they're not taking or putting Joey Ortiz down ever, then you can't blame the guy for having a bad month when Joey Ortiz has like two or three bad years. Anyways, but I think Cooper Pratt, it's very interesting because I didn't know this when I was reading a little bit more about him. Did you know that he got drafted in the sixth round by the Brewers?
Yes.
That is insane that he's a sixth rounder and now he's going to get paid $50 million.
The way the MLB draft is, especially when he was drafted too, there's like different slots where like he was still considered a jewel of the draft in 2023. And I think a lot of people would still even say then he was one of the headliners. But at that point, you're also drafting a guy that is so green. A lot of times you see these guys that have been in college a few years mm-hmm. when they're drafted. So you get this six-round pick at that young age, and you're almost banking on, hey, I want him to sign quick, get him into the system early, forego that college ball. So it's a little bit of a risk, which is part of the reason he fell.
But it's just so interesting to me that, you know, the MLB does it straight out of high school and not, you know, college really.
Yeah, because you've seen in years past, for instance, a player might get drafted in, let's say, like the ninth round mm-hmm. and say, you know what, I actually think I'm going to be able to get a better signing bonus. I'm going to be able to develop. I'm going to be able to be in school still. Mm-hmm. And right now, college baseball isn't like college baseball was 15, 20 years ago.
No.
There's actually like a following. People are clamoring to watch it. I mm-hmm. found myself watching the West Virginia Troy game earlier. Years ago, I would have thought that you, I mean, I would have told you were nuts.
Yeah. And it's just become such a big sport. And I think that it will be very interesting to see with the Cooper Pratt addition. Who's going to take over that third base spot?
And he started slow this year in the minors. I know that was part of the discussion that mm-hmm. You, myself, even before you were the full-time co-host, Charlie and I, we talked with Gabe and like, hey, we're seeing a little bit of struggles at the shortstop position. And Gabe would rightfully go, he's not exactly doing great at AAA right now. Yeah. Let him figure it out there.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, let's figure it out in the MLB.
No, but that's also my only worry. When you have a guy come up like he is, where again, you already know there's expectations on him. He's going to get 100%. Paid and you are going to pay him like a guy that needs to be a contributor on a team that if it does have World Series aspirations, he's going to have to make a good push as a rookie from the plate. Because we know, again, he's going to bring that gold glove defensive style out there. He's fast. He fits perfectly into mm-hmm. the Brewers baseball mold of they love to run and be aggressive. Yeah. When they're on the bases, and he draws walks. So even if he's struggling to put the ball in play early on, which he's getting better at that too, the strikeout rate continues to fall for him. Ooh. If he can just get on and pose a threat on the base pass, I think that would already be a marginal upgrade over what the Brewers have 100%. Had. And I know that you're singing that from the mountaintops.
I am. And Wally, before we end this segment, I do want to touch on real quick. You are a big Pirates fan.
I sure am.
Correct. And last night's game, what was the ending score out in Vegas?
It wasn't in Vegas. It was in Sacramento again.
Oh.
Sick flex.
Oh. What was the score, though?
It doesn't matter. Well, was this just a dunk for fun?
Well, I thought they played in Vegas. I got misinformation by somebody.
That was the first series back in Sacramento, back in California for the Athletics.
Dang it. Because I was going to say, Wally, like, people tend to hit home runs. Teams tend to hit home runs in that stadium. And the Pirates had, like, what, like two runs?
I've all but bent the knee on this show. What more? This feels like I don't know what would release me from the burden of being able to just sit here and tell you I'm actually rooting for the Brewers as long as they aren't playing my Pirates, because at this point, the Pirates aren't catching anybody. They're 9 games behind first place.
But you said in April that they were going to be really good.
I still think they have a shot to make the wild card. I'm not giving up
hope. They were supposed to be the NLDS champions.
They still might be an NLDS champion. They just won't be hosting the games.
Oh. Huh. Weird how kind of changing that.
Well, the beautiful thing about life, the beautiful thing about the sports world is as new information comes up, we are able to adjust our opinions. And that is what I have done so on this program.
Really?
Injuries happen. Injuries happen. We know. We know in Brewers land, injuries happen.
Yeah, but the difference is that we're still winning.
It's all fun and games until you get to October. All fun and games.
How would you know? When was the last time the Pirates were there?
Well, technically, they were in a wild card game in 2015. They have been in the NLDS.
11 years ago.
That was 2015. So
it's 2016. That was 11 years ago.
You have no idea. That feels like yesterday. My first 20 years of existence, the Pirates didn't go 500. It is the longest stretch of losing seasons in North American professional sports history. That is how I started my life. I was born in the dark. You can't hurt me. I know this pain.
Yeah, I know. You've just picked, like, bad teams.
The Buckeyes saved me. The Buckeyes saved me. They're the one thing I get
to.
Yeah,
they're in their 2025 national championship.
It was only a couple years ago. It's not that bad.
Teeing them up, Walter.
The Brewers and Packers. Who is more likely to win a championship this upcoming season? The current season for the Brewers, the Packers season, I'll be kicking off in September this year. We'll be discussing that in just a few moments here on the Damn Sports Show. But first, talking about another fun baseball team that you can go out and watch in person. The Dock Spiders have a ton of baseball going on this week. And don't forget about Father's Day coming up on Sunday. If you're still looking for something to do with the old man, why not bring him out? Go out there, enjoy some brats or burgers or a hot dog, sit with some nachos, watch a professional baseball game. Whether Dad is a lifetime baseball fan or you're just looking for a fun way to spend the day together, a Dock Spiders game checks all those boxes. Bring Dad to the ballpark on Sunday, where the first 500 fans through the gates will receive an adjustable Dock Spiders baseball hat. There's nothing better than spending a summer afternoon together at the ballpark. Fun family entertainment, great ballpark food, cold drinks, and making memories with your old man. It doesn't get any better than that. Grab your tickets now at DockSpiders.com. Dock Spiders Baseball, affordable family fun close to home. Make sure you do that. It's going to be a fun season for baseball, not just for the Milwaukee Brewers, but for the Dock Spiders as well. Go make a weekend of it. It's going to be a fun time, Dobes. We'll have to get out there. I'm saying it. I think July 15th is M People Credit Union Day. I will be on the scene when they're out there.
All right. Count me in.
Cool. You've been invited. Formal invite to Dodge County right here. It's going to be a party all together. We just all have to go. Simple enough. All right. We're going to figure out who's going to win a championship this year, or at least who's most likely to. Next, here on the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Get ready, Wisconsin. It's time to pour. The Taste of Wisconsin Beer, Cheese, and Wine Fest is back Saturday, June 20th in Beaver Dam. Enjoy unlimited sampling of over 100 Wisconsin-made craft beers, seltzers, and wines, and plenty of Wisconsin cheese. Enjoy live music, food trucks, games, and prizes all afternoon. Grab your friends and celebrate everything Wisconsin. Tickets are limited and will sell out. Don't delay. Get yours now at tasteofwisconsin.net.
Ready, set, climb. Play Quick Trip's Mountain Dew Quick Climb and score cash this summer. Now through August 16th, play free every day in the Quick Rewards app. Daily cash prizes climbing up to $250,000 payday at the top. Buy select Pepsi Cola beverages to earn bonus plays. Your summer, your climb, your win. Only at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents residing in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, South Dakota, North Dakota, or Wisconsin. Ends August 16th. Bonus plays require qualifying purchase. Full rules at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Losses after a serious crash? It's free. Yes, free. As in it won't cost you anything to speak with us. Not sure if you have a case? Call our team at Gruber Losses today. Your first call and your first consultation are always free. And you'll never pay us a fee until we win your case. If you've been seriously injured, call Gruber Losses. One call, that's all.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic, primary care is here to keep you feeling great when you're on top of the world, help you bounce back when you're not, and most importantly, to help you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
For continued coverage of your local high school and pro sports teams, spend the weekday 4 o'clock hours with the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Oh, welcome back to the Damn Sports Show here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
That's so mean.
I noticed you turned that bumper music off really quick. What's wrong?
Yeah, because I have had that song stuck in my head all day, and I finally got it out, and what does Wally do? Reminds me of it. That sucks. That's annoying.
What are you
That's mean.
That could have been anybody. That could have been an accident that got in there.
That's mean, Walter.
Wow. Just taking shots. This is unbelievable.
Well,
unbelievable.
You did that on purpose.
Maybe.
Purpose, I say.
Maybe. We have a couple big broad fries coming up over these next 2 weeks. First of all, Silica for your home on Thursday from 11 a.m. until 1. You have a chance to punch your ticket. Win $4,000 this year. All you got to do to be cheering like those kids right there is show up to 5 brat fries over the summer. That's it. You show up, you sign up, and from there it's as simple as Ashley's going to punch your card.
Whoa.
Easy enough. We get you a $2 per night's brat, a drink. Does it get better than that?
No, it does not, Walter.
So that's your first opportunity. You go out to Silica Thursday, and then next Thursday, you might have heard something about this, but we have our Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon. And there's those kids again. You got to make sure you're helping the kids out.
Because it's for the kids.
It's for the kids. And with that, don't miss the Radiothon Brat Fry Thursday, June 25th, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. right in front of our studios here at 100 Bill McCollum Way.
You got there.
I got there eventually, right here in Beaver Dam. You can get that Pernat Premium Brat with the soda or water for just $2, with all proceeds going to the Children's Radiothon, plus teacups and cream. Teas? What's it? What teas cup?
Ice cream, I'm pretty sure.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
We're going to have ice cream?
Yes, Walter.
I'm learning about this right as everybody else is right now.
Honestly, I learned about it this morning as well.
Okay, so not only we have brats, we're going to have the drinks. There's ice cream there.
There's ice cream.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I'm in. So we're going to have that here on hand as well with ice cream treats. If I just read another sentence, it's right there. Ice cream treats for purchase, including their famous homemade ice cream sandwiches. Oh, man, teas, cup, and cream. You got my attention. With a portion of those proceeds benefiting the Children's Radiothon as well. A lot of chance to help out the kids. Come up, say hello, and get yourself a brat while you're doing it. It doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. My favorite thing about the brat fry is the brat.
Yeah, I would say so. We get to put that on display while we're grilling them up right beforehand. Our team knows how to throw them back, I tell you what.
We do, let me tell you.
If we were fighting for a championship, it'd be interesting to know who would win, but that's not what we're here for.
Wow.
We're here to figure out who the next Wisconsin pro team.
That was something.
That was a terrible transition, but sometimes you got to just...
That's why I said that was something.
Sometimes you got to just commit to it.
Sometimes you just got to shoot your shot, and sometimes you miss.
Yeah. Living proof of that. With that said, the Milwaukee Brewers and the Green Bay Packers are both legitimate contenders for a Super Bowl in a World Series.
Correct.
Ashley Dobrzynski, I ask you this. Who is more likely this season, whether it's the Brewers playing right now or the Packers coming up in the fall, who is more likely to bring home hardware to the state of Wisconsin?
Packers.
The Packers.
There's no way. Well, there is a way, but they, I think, have such a better chance of doing it because they have Micah Parsons, they have Jordan Love, they have, you know, Tucker Kraft, they have a lot of moving parts that are all working together. Granted, some people on this program before have said that their coach will not leave them there. However, I do think it's a big year for Matt LaFleur, and I think that if Matt LaFleur is able to succeed in this championship team, succeed with this team and get a championship, I think he's a good coach. If he doesn't, then you revert back to, you know, Charlie Dern in January wearing the Matt LaFleur shirt until he's fired. But I think the Packers have the best chance at winning the next, I almost said World Series, the next championship in Wisconsin because they have talent. And I truly really believe in Jordan Love and Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft.
Do you believe in them more? If, like, let's say in a vacuum, everybody stays healthy, are they the best team in the NFL?
I think they're one of the best teams.
Okay.
I wouldn't say best team, but I think that they would be able. Here's my thing is that any team can beat any team any given day. My dad used to tell me that all the time.
Yep.
And I don't know on paper if it would be like the Packers. You look at the Packers, they are the best team. I think that they will be able to get it done. Where, I mean, you look at the Rams are really strong. They have a great coach. They have Matthew Stafford. They have now have Myles Garrett, which is still what
banana land.
I legitimately, as I was saying that, I was like, that was a dream, right? No, that actually happened. I think they have such great, I mean, the Rams are obviously very.
Best team on paper in the NFL.
Yes. But does that mean I think that they're going to win it all? I think they have a strong chance, but I also think the Packers have a strong chance.
Well, and who knows, too? That's a long way away. A lot of things can happen. Packer fans can attest to it. Obviously, last year, not having Micah Parsons, not having Christian Watson for large stretches. And, I mean, being healthy at the end of the year is half the battle in the NFL, and it's just simply impossible to do.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know how the Packers can't get to the Super Bowl this year when it's literally on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
Love.
And that's right after Toyotathon, too. That's a great combo.
Do you know, I feel like I'm not a really big, like, astronomy universe girl. Like, you know how some girls really like, you know.
I talked about this on the morning show today when the.
Did you really?
The Mars is in the third house and, like, maybe you're going to get hit by a bus today.
And I don't understand that at all. But I believe that, I think the universe is aligning the stars for the Packers to have a Super Bowl this year.
Well, I, Jordan, love that.
See, that's exactly what.
Problem is, and here's where, okay, I understand the philosophy of playing one game makes it so a lot more, a wide array of things can happen. Where in Major League Baseball, you play in these five-game and then eventually seven-game series. Hopefully the Brewers avoid the three-gamers to start where it's a little bit more of a crapshoot. The best team typically comes out of that series because there's just more opportunity to play. When you have seven games, it's harder to beat a team that is better than you four times in seven tries. Mm-hmm. It only takes one in football. I understand that. But the difference is, and the reason I'm saying the Milwaukee Brewers, is that the Brewers are going to win the NL Central. The Packers very well could win the NFC North, but it is far from a guarantee. You have two teams in that, possibly three, depending on what the Vikings do this year, who's starting quarterback, if it's nine or Kyler Murray.
Or J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, again, nine. Yeah, or if it's J.J., because nine is a different beast than J.J. McCarthy.
Exactly. Maybe we don't see nine this year. Maybe we just see J.J.
We're rooting for that. America is rooting for that.
Yeah, because nine was dangerous.
But the Bears could feed. They very well could win this division. The Lions.
The Bears
could,
won their Super Bowl last year.
Their Super Bowl's the offseason. They haven't won the Super Bowl this year for them.
Well, they won it last year though when they beat the Packers in the playoffs.
Yeah, they had back to back Super Bowl rings. They won the offseason, then they won the division title.
That's true. I wonder if when their banner is getting put up.
They'll probably put it up when they go to Gary, Indiana, or Hammond.
Oh, that's right. The Gare Bears.
The Gare Bears will have that banner.
Do you think they're going to change their banner to say the Gare Bears? Well, I guess they didn't win the Super Bowl being the Gare Bears. It was just the Chicago Bears.
You know, it's a shame, too, because I wish that if I walked around the beautiful town of Beaver Dam with a Gare Bear shirt on, people would know that it was tongue-in-cheek. But I think that too many people wouldn't understand the joke and they would just think I'm a Bears fan, and I don't want to do that either.
I said to somebody the other day that you call it the Gare Bears.
It's beautiful.
And they were like, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I've never heard. Maybe it was Wildy.
It was Wildy, actually. Jason was like, yeah, I might have to run with that. I kind of like the Gare Bears.
But I think I told somebody else, I was like, yeah, the Gare Bears. And they were like, what? And I was like, because I was under the full impression, Wally, that you told, like, that you got that from Twitter. And so I was like, the Gare Bears. And then somebody was like, what? And I was like, the Gare Bears.
See, the only reason, and there's a very good chance, that is not all that creative. I guarantee
somebody's had that, yeah.
Somebody definitely had that. But the only reason, when I grew up, you know how the fellas are always like, the bromances are awesome.
Yeah.
We would always call each other, hey, what's up, Boo Bear? And that would literally be how we would like greet each other in the hall. Hey, what's up, Boo Bear? How you doing? And it would just be just like another day. You have people that don't know you look at you a little strange. But beyond that, that's why always in the head, anytime I could do something quick with Bears. So as soon as Gary happened, it was a no-brainer.
Gare Bear.
the Packers have to worry about the Gare Bears, Ashley.
That is pretty nerve-wracking. I would be intimidated, too, if somebody came into my stadium called the Gare Bears.
You should be intimidated. It's like catching a bear after hibernation. You don't want to see it. The Milwaukee Brewers, though, the reason why they are more likely to win a World Series this year than the Packers are to win a Super Bowl is not only are they going to win the division, and with that, they're probably going to play quite a few games at home when you get to the postseason. Right now, you're talking about a team that is only trailing in the win column by a couple games to the Atlanta Braves and the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's not out of the realms of possibility that home field runs through AmFam again. You have Jacob Mizorowski, who right now is on a generational run that we've never seen in our lifetime before. He's been remarkable, and it doesn't stop there. This is a team that down the road, you're hoping that you're going to be able to get a guy like Brandon Woodruff back. Mm-hmm. You're going to have guys in theory like Quinn Priester coming back. You're going to be looking at the trade deadline, trying to bolster whether that is the pitching, the starting pitching, whether it's just a rotational piece, a platoon player. They always seem to get it right, and I trust this team. But then you have Kyle Harrison, who right now in a normal year would be at least in that conversation of being like a long-shot Cy Young guy. He's been outstanding outside of that make-believe game that happened in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
If those two guys are still pitching at a very high level, I don't physically think it's possible to be pitching as well as they are right now just because they're not giving up runs. But if they're even doing something similar to that, pitching beats good hitting. And the Dodgers and Braves are damn good lineups. But you have those two guys. Anybody but the Dodgers is 100% right. But if you have those two guys pitching four of a seven-game series, it's going to be hard for me to pick against the Brewers against anybody.
Yeah, I agree with that. But
I'm buying in.
See, Wally, isn't it fun when you buy in?
It's interesting because this is going to be the third.
You're going to be heartbroken.
It's going to be the 3rd October.
Yeah.
The damn sports show has been on the air. And 2 years ago when they played the Mets, I was really bummed out like everybody else was. They lost. But nobody really – did you expect them to do anything that year?
I expected them to beat the Mets.
Yeah, no, I get that. But beyond that, did you have any like big aspirations?
No.
I didn't either. Last year I bought in.
This might be the year.
Last year I bought in. I got egg on my face like many of us did.
Yeah.
But this year, with these young studs, these pitchers, and then having guys like Cooper Pratt, who knows what kind of in shot in the arm that a team that doesn't need it already, he's going to be able to bring when you get to that time of year. To me, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to take the young pitching in a sport where, I mean, that's basically like your goaltending in hockey. That's almost like your quarterback position in football. When those guys are at the top of their game, it is so hard to beat a team with the rotation that the Brewers should have when we get to October.
And it's going to be a damn fun October.
It is. Again, reminder, when the Brewers and Packers both win it all this year,
oh my gosh,
Ashley Dobrzynski will have to wear for an entire month a Joey Ortiz and Lucas Van Ness split down the middle jersey. I'll sew it myself.
Oh gosh. All right.
I will sew it myself. I'll provide the damn jerseys myself. I do not care.
That would be awesome.
And that's all you will find Ashley Dobrzynski wearing for about a month's time around Beaver Dam. It's going to be a beautiful time while we're celebrating some championships. Okay. All right. Ashley, we are going to switch gears. The reason we only brought up two teams for the Wisconsin professional teams that are most likely to win a title next, because we already know it ain't going to be the Milwaukee Bucks.
No.
Giannis?
No way.
Giannis is likely gone.
Can he just leave? Like, I'm sorry, but I'm stuck. I'm, like, done with the heat. Okay, actually, we could say this. I'm getting too far into it.
That's fair enough. Because right now, again, it seems like he's gone. Odds are he won't be back. And if that is the case, I'm with you. It's time to rip the Band-Aid off. But let's talk on the other side of the break. What does come next for the Bucks? What's Giannis's legacy if it is over in Milwaukee? All that coming up with more on the Damn Sports Show with me, Wally Lukaschinski, and Ashley Dobrzynski here on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is the Baker Boys. Kodiak, Big Rig.
And Big Papa Baker. We're the hottest tag team in Wisconsin independent wrestling. And you're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
This Daily Dodge News Update is brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They offer routine checkups and specialty services and inpatient care at the hospital just off Highway 151 in Columbus. Learn more at prairieridge.health.
Dodge County authorities say a Sunday night pursuit started with a speeding stop in Kikoski and ended on I-41. State Representative Andrew Heisel says Wisconsin should adopt statewide rules for AI data centers. SSM Health Waupun Memorial Hospital is celebrating its 75th anniversary with a public open house on Sunday, June 28th. The Wisconsin DOJ says a federal court has vacated a $100,000 fee on certain H-1B petitions. The Wisconsin DMV is now offering a specialty license plate featuring the Iola Car Show. And finally, vintage finds, handmade crafts, and local goods will be part of the Dodge County Flea Market and Craft Fair on Saturday, June 20th. I'm Justin Wilski with your ESPN News.
That was the Daily Dodge News Update brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They make it easy to get the care you need close to home. Learn more about their services and locations at prairieridge.health.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
The Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Your favorite local sports teams, your favorite local sports hosts. On 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop thing or one-stop shop for all things sports cards, sorry, Tom, I got to get my tongue figured out here. Head over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live breaks streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and teams as those packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Where do you even start, Ashley?
Bleep. Kidding.
And that's the interesting part about it, because I'm starting to see more people around Wisconsin have a similar attitude of, I'm not really even interested in getting this resolved anymore. It's not going to happen. It's time to just move on. The question is, where does he go? Where does it leave the Bucks? What kind of return do you get? Because the two teams right now that are the favorites to land Giannis in a trade are the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Almost even odds, Dobes. And the Heat is where Giannis wants to go. The problem is the Heat have been involved with Giannis in the sweepstakes since February. And the Bucks at this point have not been wild enough to pull the trigger on any offer from Miami. I don't know what's going to change besides the fact that the Bucks get impatient and say, all right, let's just end this and get it out and get it done and over with.
Well, like, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't the Celtics in the same conference as the Bucks?
Yes, they are.
See, as a fan, don't send them to the Celtics.
But the Heat are too.
Really?
Yeah, they're both in the Eastern Conference.
I guess I really don't know my conference as well. Anyways.
Well, the NBA, it's kind of weird. A joke. They have divisions, but it really doesn't matter outside winning that and getting home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just get where you're slotted in. You got your eight spots. You'll probably run into... And by the way, there's no upsets, really. You get one or two a year, and then you have teams like the Orlando Magic this year who almost get to have fun, kind of like the Miami Heat did, ironically, with Jimmy Butler a few years ago going on their run as an eight seed. But the Bucks right now are going to likely have to trade this guy into the same conference. And then at that point, it's just maximizing your return because the Celtics are... Yeah, they fell short this year. They're a team that is liable to win an NBA championship next year without Giannis before you even get a guy like that in.
Yeah.
And, I would love to see a big return. Either way, Bucks fans just have to buckle up and understand, and I think they do, that this is going to be a rebuild that's going to take time, and it's not going to be pretty basketball for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, and like I'm kind of thinking about, obviously, two different sports, but I'm thinking about how we got Micah Parsons and... Cowboys got Kenny Clark, and it's not that Kenny Clark didn't really do much with the Packers, but he wasn't like a household name, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was the interior defensive line. He did his job at a very high level, but he wasn't a game breaker like Micah Parsons is.
Exactly. So I'm thinking like, okay, how can the Bucks get somebody equivalent to Giannis? And they're just never going to, you know, but I feel like what I don't understand is that why did Giannis for so long just basically be like, I don't want to get traded. I don't want to get traded. I don't want to get traded. And now it's off season. He's like, I'm getting traded.
I think there's a part of it is that Giannis has always been a revered athlete mm-hmm. in Milwaukee. He has been perceived to do no wrong.
Yeah.
And it's just human nature that when the people feel that way, I would want to stay in the good graces of the city.
That's a good point.
That you won a championship with. So you say these things, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's a very different message, and it has been a different message. There's a reason why Shams has been for years now trying to say, hey, Giannis wants out. I don't care what his camp and what he's saying out loud. What I'm hearing is it's a very different story. And with each passing day, reluctantly, I'm more inclined to see where Shams is coming from, and I'm kind of believing his story a little more and more.
I get that they're like waiting out for something like great, but it just feels like it's dragging on now.
It is dragging on. And I mean, for instance, the package that you got to see earlier, a lot of times it's not going to be a ton of picks. It's going to be more the players that teams like the Bucks right now are offering. And I mean, we see it in NBA more so than other sports, but you need one or two, legitimately two now. You need almost two superstars to win an NBA championship. There's teams out there. The Cleveland Cavaliers are a great example. I wouldn't consider Donovan Mitchell a superstar.
Okay.
James Harden at this stage of his career, not a superstar.
Didn't he just get arrested?
He did get arrested. Neither here nor there. Probably innocent. I didn't see too much about it, to be completely honest with you, so I'm not going to talk about it.
That's fine. I didn't either. I just... thought I heard
well, plus, I have my small little bias still coming back from Ohio. Boy, I have the soft spot for the Cavs. But
all right, next.
The Cavs, though, the reason I bring them up is that they're a team that is built with just like a solid group of players. There's not really superstars around. And that could be a lot of fun for a regular season. You can win a round. Hell, you can win two, just like the Cavs did this year in the postseason. But when push comes to shove and you're playing the best teams in the NBA, unless you have those guys, you're not going to win anything. And I think that's the Bucks' reservation right now is why would we bring in a bunch of solid dudes and one first-round pick to win 40 games in a regular season? What's the winning in that?
Yeah, I like that philosophy a lot. I guess I never thought about it like that. So who would you say from the Knicks, who are the two superstars?
I know that Brunson maybe wasn't like a household name superstar until this year. He obviously is in that class now. Mm-hmm. It's hard not to say Karl-Anthony Towns at this point it's still a difference maker. I mean,
100%.
Especially going into this postseason, they were a team that people thought maybe an outside shot at maybe they'd want to get involved with Giannis, get a real true big superstar in there to play with Brunson. If Kat's playing like he was able to in the postseason, I don't think that you're going to have too many people arguing to that point.
Well, I remember when I like when I was watching the finals, everybody was saying, like, you know, the Spurs Thunder is going to be the game. Like, that is basically the NBA championship. Whoever wins that's winning it all. That didn't happen. But I remember specifically when I was talking to Milwaukee fans, they all wanted the Thunder to lose, because the Thunder losing meant that they would go after Giannis more. But it really only seems like we only have the Heat and the Celtics in the talks about Giannis.
Yeah, I don't know if it ever would have made a ton of sense for the Thunder too, because they've built themselves through their own process of basically tanking mm-hmm. for years, getting a million picks. Yeah, some things really worked out in their favor with the lottery and how certain picks fell.
Yeah.
But they're so deep right now that I don't know why they would want to mix something up where, I mean, frankly, this year, if they find a way to win Game 7 against the Spurs, maybe we're having a different conversation. Maybe it's back-to-back championships for the Oklahoma City Thunder. I wouldn't be too eager if I'm them to shift anything after a Game 7 loss against the next generational player of the NBA.
Yeah. Wally, if you had to pick one team for Giannis to go to, who would you pick?
Like, I'd want to see him go to?
Yeah. That's not the Bucks.
I'd be fine with the Heat. They're a very... It's a fair-weather town, so it makes it hard to say there's a million authentic Heat fans that are going to be in your face nonstop. Maybe if you're on Twitter, you'll see it.
Yeah.
But, like, imagining him in Boston with the loud Boston fans would be brutal, especially what happens if Giannis finds a way to win, like, two or three chips in Boston.
Yeah.
Over the last 5 years. You know the conversation will all of a sudden turn into... Who do you think Giannis as? Is he a Buck or is he a Celtic? I don't want those conversations. In 5 to 10 years' time, this is going to all be an afterthought. It'll be a lot like Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre. And it's there. That is a hero in Milwaukee. He brought a title back for the first time in 50 years for the organization. Mm-hmm. Best player in franchise history. To me...
The face of Wisconsin sports.
the face he was for at least a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
At least for a couple months there in 2021, at the very, very least.
I guess.
To me, I'd say Miami. I don't want to see him in Boston. Is that similar to you, at least?
Yeah, I agree. Boston would not be great.
No. That'd be a headache from the word go. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, we'll keep you guys informed as it sounds like by June 23rd, that is the goal right now with the NBA draft looming, that the Bucks have to have a decision made. When that happens, if a trade does come, if for whatever reason they decide to go down that $62 million path of bringing him back next year, we will let you know here on the Damn Sports Show. Until then, it is Tuesday, and how we round out our Tuesdays, we do a little blind rankings. It's going to be Dobes putting her feet to the coals today, answering things that make her feel old. That's going to round out our show coming up next here on the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 50, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 64. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, 52. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Keep up to date with all the latest going on in high school athletics across the region by heading to the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com. Local scores, interviews, and more.
Less than 4 in 10 kids aged 6 through 12 are playing sports regularly. 4 in 10 kids, let it sink in. Just 4 in 10 kids. ESPN is building a nationwide coalition powered by Disney called Take Back Sports, with the purpose of training more coaches, expanding access, and creating community-driven sports programming that puts kids and fun first. We're working on that story. We hope you'll join us.
Visit TakeBackSports.org to learn more. Indeed presents Hires You Can't Afford to Get Wrong, like a hospitality manager at a five-star hotel.
So I just checked into room 318, but someone was in there.
Room 318. Oh, you were supposed to be booked in 813, which is now booked.
So what do we do?
How about rock, paper, scissors for who gets the bid?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud train dealer.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Dam Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Wally Lukashinsky, Ashley Dobrzynski here with you on the Dam Sports Show to round out your Tuesday afternoon. And it is time for some blind rankings. This is as simple as it sounds.
I love blind rankings. Okay.
You love this one more than... Is this your favorite one on the throughout the week at the end?
Yes.
Is it really? I like this or that.
I do love this or that too, but I just love blind rankings.
You are the one that came up with this. You love to do blind rankings.
I came up with this or that too.
Well, yeah, but come on.
Okay, come anyways, on. Let's hit it.
Blind rankings today. We are going to have Dobes answer these questions. She won't know the order, so she has to put them in as she goes and try to come out with the right one. It is going to be things that make you feel old. I kept in mind that you are a 23-year-old right now, so yep. Trying to make you feel old. I'll start with this because you were finally starting to see it.
Okay.
When NFL, NBA, MLB go down the line, a la Cooper Pratt, rookies make their debut and they are younger than you.
Five. That doesn't like really, really bother me.
Not yet.
But yeah. But it does bother me. One of my favorite, I was telling Wally this today, when The Miz got announced for the All-Star last year, I was with my dad and I somehow caught on video my dad looking at me and going, he's 23 years old pitching in the major league or in the All-Star game. What is Ash doing? Talking about it on the radio. Thanks, Dad.
He's not wrong.
He's not. He's completely right. But I was like, yeah.
Shout out, Mark. He knows what he's doing here. Nicely done. Gotta humble him when you can.
Yep.
This one had to be humbling, too, because I remember this one. This one hurt me. But now it's getting a little even worse. A high school freshman being born after 2010.
Oh my God. That's like three. That is, I didn't, oh my God, they're 16. 16 year olds are 2010.
That is, it's going to be even worse when you get outside a decade of it. I mean, I was born in 93 and I'm seeing kids now almost 20 years younger than me going into school.
That is crazy.
I hate it. Crazy. It hurts me. It's not fun. But here we are.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like you would have been about 14. I feel like this would have hurt you pretty good. Before TikTok, Vine was a thing. Mm-hmm. Vine was disbanded almost 10 years ago. It's been over 9 years now since Vine was eliminated from the world. Where do you put that one?
I'm going to put that at 7.
That doesn't hurt you too bad?
No, because let's see, that was 9 years ago. I was only like 13. And so I wasn't really into the, I knew about Vine and I had a little bit of Vine exposure.
Okay.
But not, yeah.
This one you're on the edge for right now. So okay. Be careful for it. You'll occasionally hear Taylor Swift in this vein. How about hearing songs from your childhood played on stations that play the hits or the classics? throwback music.
That hurts. I'm going to go number two.
Hear a little You Belong With Me throwing it on the, hey, we're playing 80s, 90s, 2000s. Here's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that hurts.
It's a good feeling. It gets only better. It okay. only gets better. Before but, long, we're going to be on like the 50s on five.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same kind of feeling for us.
Yeah, literally.
The COVID shutdown happened and started over 6 years ago.
Number one, that throws me for a loop every single time.
That doesn't feel like, it's kind of a weird one where it feels like it was both a million years ago and it could have been a year ago at the same
yep.
time.
Yep.
It makes, it's just a, almost a weird time stop that you could point to. I'm not going to say it was the Great Depression, but it was probably pretty close to the,
yeah, it was
what
something.
That feeling magnitude, probably from a magnitude standpoint, right there. Maybe, am I out of turn saying that, that's right on the same level?
I actually don't know.
Because, I mean, people were literally like, hey, I'm going to work for $1.25
yeah.
To get bread to feed my family. So I feel like it was probably just as bad back in the 30s when that happened. Late 1929, yeah, Black Monday or Black Tuesday.
I don't think that's wrong for you to say that.
All right, cool. I feel better.
People will let us know if that is. Call in.
This was initially going to be a VHS thing, but then I was like, she's too old for, or young for that anyways.
Yeah, I wasn't a big VHS.
Loser. How about kids not knowing what DVDs are?
That hurts. Especially because, like, especially I'm thinking about it in the car. Like, I feel like kids, I'm going to put that at four.
Number four?
Yeah.
How about going to bed on purpose before 10 o'clock? For instance, with the morning show this week.
Oh, crap.
7:30.
That should have been my number one. I'll have to put that at six because it's either six or eight.
I've been going to bed at 7:30 with the morning show, or at least laying in bed because I haven't got to the point where I can train my body to sleep that early. But it feels good.
Wally, on Friday night, I was out with you and I left around 8:00 and then by like 9:30, I was asleep. And I texted a couple of my college friends and I was like, I used to be fun. I would be out till 2 a.m.
Yeah, you now, shut it down.
Now thinking about staying out till 2 a.m., I'm like, I would be dead to the world for a week.
You won $250 on a scratch-off. You told Kale Zomer to say, hey, bring the kids out. Let's have a night. And then 2 hours later, you were, what, sewing a little crochet thing in your bed.
It's called embroidery. What's my last one?
Seeing influencers younger than you become millionaires on things like Instagram and TikTok.
That doesn't make me, I'm putting that at 8 because that's all I have left. But that doesn't make me feel old. That pisses me off.
All right, how about we hear the top three that you had listed and maybe one thing that you wish you could move?
Number one, COVID shutdown. Number two, throwback music when it was like my childhood. Number three, a high schooler born in 2010. I should have put going to bed early as number one and shifted those all down one because going to bed early is just bad.
Like, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Builds
like,
character.
I guess so.
Then you wake up early, tackle the day with a good attitude.
That sounds like a 33-year-old.
You got to. All right. Got to.
All right.
All right, that is going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow. We'll not be on Daily Dodge TV tomorrow. We will only be on ESPN Beaver Dam because I will have to run over with Jesse Nelson, who will be joining on the show, to Appleton for the Division I baseball
state. I thought that was Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow. The days are gone. It's all
Today's
over.
Today's Tuesday. We will be back on Wednesday.
Oh, no. That'll to hear live time how broken I am.
That'll do it for us on the Damn Sports Show. Thanks for listening. Homer Hour coming up next.
Ouch.
Life had a remote control. You could pause or rewind.